This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I liked Wicked very much. Wicked for Good received 5 Golden Globe nominations today. And you know what? They probably deserved it. It was a musical, which I don't love, but honestly, the acting was good. The songs were good. The concept was good. How they weaved in, you know, the Wizard of Oz original, the origin story with Dorothy. I thought it was pretty good. And the Golden Globe nominations are out today. So we've called on our local movie expert, Tim Lammers, who's written a piece in Forbes about this, about who the nominees are, and then, of course, who were the biggest snubs. He's joining us now for a special edition of Tim Lammers on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Tim, so happy to have you on here on a Monday.
Happy Monday to you, Jordana. And yes, Wicked for Good, as expected, received 5 nominations, but there was a big snub. The movie was not shockingly nominated for Best Musical or Comedy. And you're really wondering, well, what is that about? Yeah, I mean, that's a huge snub. I mean, yes, you know, you would expect Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande and Stephen Schwartz, who composed the Broadway musical, wrote 2 new songs for the movie musical. And those were both nominated. And Golden Globes has a Cinematic and Box Office Achievement Award, I think, to basically recognize the popular movies. Because as we discover as award season rolls along, even in my own association that I belong to, the Critics' Choice Association, it just tends to lean more art house, right? I mean, you get movies like, all of a sudden, like Anora winning last year, which I'm still scratching my head over, you know, won Best Picture at the Oscars, and over Wicked, when Wicked should have won, right? So, you know, it's a surprise when a movie like this, again, a musical, not nominated in the musical or comedy category. Instead, you get one battle after another, which personally I think is the most overrated movie of the year. That got the most nominations, and because it's a satire, I don't know. I mean, there's some pretty dramatic things that happen in this picture, but that was nominated in the musical or comedy category. So, you know, there's always the arguments every year when these nominations come down of whether, you know, certain films belong in certain categories. It really comes down to studios submitting to the category that they got the best chance of winning. And so apparently Warner Brothers thought that was going to be the case with One Battle After Another. So that led to nominations. And then another film, again, leaning more art house, but it's a good film. It's called Sentimental Value. It's a Norwegian film. It's a foreign language film. It's got like Stellan Skarsgård in it. You know who Stellan is, but you know, you get a lot of nominations for the acting and the directing and the film. So that was second most, with seven. And then it was eight or seven. And then Sinners was next. So Sinners was also a big nominee today at the Golden Globes.
Who votes for the Golden Globes? Makes the nominations?
Well, you know, that's always been somewhat of a mystery. It's the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. And that body came under scrutiny a few years ago when it was discovered that, was it no people of color were on the thing or something, or very few, you know. So it went through a big shakeup. The Hollywood Foreign Press really doesn't have anything to do with it anymore. It was bought up. So it's the property of somebody else now. So they've reconfigured things, and now, you know, it's made a comeback. I mean, last year I think was pretty much a big comeback for the awards ceremony, which has been around a long, long time. It's probably the second most notable awards season presentation outside of the Oscars. Always dubbed the biggest party in town. People can let loose at the Golden Globes. They can shrill a few drinks and, you know, get rowdy and different things like that that you can't do at the Oscars. So I think that's why the Golden Globes are more notable.
You know, do the people who vote on the Golden Globes realize that if we don't know what the movies are, that we're not going to watch the show? We're just
That's becoming more and more of a problem. And again, that's not only with them. Again, like I said, the Critics' Choice nomination, they're critics, you know, so we see everything pretty much. And believe me, I mean, there are smaller independent films out there that merit the nominations. But yes, you know, the Globes, the CCAs, the Oscars, you know, they just have a different point of view about the awards. And you're right. They don't get the ratings. And so now finally, you know, you're getting a show like the Globes on streaming, which will hopefully boost it up a little bit. It's on CBS for years and decades, actually. It was on NBC, but then it moved to CBS, and now they're streaming it on Paramount Plus as well. Finally, the Oscars last year streamed things on Hulu, although that was kind of a mess because of a surge in traffic. I mean, it is a problem because there's such of a huge disconnect when a movie like Wicked, you know, yes, it got the nominations, but it didn't get nominated for Best Musical or Comedy, nor did Avatar Fire and Ash, which I can't talk about yet, but I screened it already in IMAX 3D, and believe me, it's shocking that a film like that isn't really recognized by the Golden Globes. That's all I'll say. I mean, I'll talk about it and review it when it comes out on the 19th.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, it's, you know, there are performances like, or I should say the ensemble performances in a movie like Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives Out mystery, which is the latest Knives Out movie, the third one. It's in theaters now, coming out on Netflix on Friday, and I'll be reviewing it then. And I can talk about it, and I will tell you that it is a brilliant movie. And that movie was completely shut out today. So, yeah, it kind of seems like, well, let's just worry about the nominations in, you know, amongst our own body of journalists here and not really care about what the people want.
Because
I'm looking down that route every year.
I'm looking at the Best Motion Picture Drama Award. The only film I've even heard of is Oppenheimer. That's it. That's the only film. It says Oppenheimer 2, The Manhattan Project's Legacy. Oh, yeah, so forget it. I haven't seen that. The Last Stand, I haven't seen. The Vanishing Point, I haven't seen. The Quiet Harbor, I haven't seen. And The Fire Watch, I haven't seen any of the categories. And I go to the movies.
Yeah, and you must be looking at a list from a couple years back. But you're right, most of them, you know, Oppenheimer...
I meant Oppenheimer 2. Sorry.
Okay, yeah, and which I don't know which list you're looking at, but yeah, this year, if I can scroll through the nominees, you're right. I mean, you don't get the Wickeds in there. Oh, you got Wicked. You missed out on Wicked. But
okay,
you do
sorry.
Have
now, I must have been looking at a different. I couldn't get on the Forbes article because I don't subscribe to Forbes, so I couldn't look at yours.
Okay.
So I must have been looking at a different list. Okay, so I just disregard everything I just said.
That's okay. The nominees for motion picture drama are Frankenstein, Hamnet, which is, I talked about that last week. It's the story of Hamlet.
Week.
It Was Just an Accident, which is, and The Secret Agent, which are both international films, you know. So, again, you probably haven't heard of them. Sentimental Value, I mentioned that again. And Sinners. So, really, out of the six, you know, the ones that people would know of probably would be Frankenstein and Sinners for sure. And Hamnet, the film opens wider this week. It opened in Minneapolis, St. Paul last week, but it'll open wider. And that's the good thing. I mean, when you get good films like that that get more exposure, that's the big benefit of award season films. But at the same time, people are scratching their head saying, what? I haven't heard of that. Now, the musical or comedy nominees, Blue Moon, again, a smaller film, Begonia, a smaller film starring Emma Stone, Marty Supreme, that's coming out on the 25th, and I will review it. That's Timothée Chalamet's movie, No Other Choice, an international film, same with Nouvelle Vague, and then One Battle After Another. So you have a good half of those six nominees that most people, maybe even more than that, that they've never heard of it. So
I never heard of them, Tim. Never.
Yeah.
I mean, other than from you on our show, I did not see them.
Yeah. Well, so then you get, the Avatar and Fire and Ash, it's kind of like, to me, it's almost like a consolation prize. For the cinematic and box office achievement, you got the Avatar, Fire and Ash, F1 the Movie, K-Pop, Demon Hunters, Mission Impossible, Final Reckoning, Sinners, Weapons, Wicked for Good, and Zootopia 2. And again, it almost kind of feels like a consolation prize. So they're basically saying, hey, popular films out there, we see you. But we're not gonna nominate you for the big categories. We're gonna give you this instead. So yeah,
let me tell you,
I have
the movies are struggling.
I have problems with award ceremonies when they don't lean more popular. Because again, it's just a big disconnect from the people that keep theaters going and keep studios going.
Us. Tim, let's take a pivot. Because there was an announcement this morning that Paramount may be trying to attempt a takeover of Warner Brothers Discovery. Can you share the very latest on what's going on with this?
My head is spinning over this. Now, I told you last week, and I'm not the only one concerned. A lot of people, studio people, actors, directors, everybody are concerned that Netflix is basically going to kill the movie business, with the movie theater business, by having short theatrical windows and bringing things to streaming a lot quicker with Warner Brothers films. So David Ellison, who's sort of Skydance Media, who own Paramount Global, they initially started bidding on Warner Brothers or explored it a few months ago, actually. And then Warner Brothers says, well, let's open it up for bids for everybody. And Netflix won for $82.7 billion. Chump change to you and I, Jordana. But now, this morning, David Ellison and Skydance Media are attempting a hostile takeover of Warner Brothers with $102 billion. I mean,
why are they doing
so
this?
Much, I don't know. Where do you make money? Because in the movie business, it's really hard to make money.
Right.
Films
That's why I'm
so
wondering
much.
Why they want it so much. What do they want so much? Is it rights to old movies? What do they want?
Exactly. When you get those old IPs, I mean, you can really monetize them in a big sort of way. You can monetize them through spinoffs. You can do TV shows. You can do remakes, all that sort of stuff. Merchandising. There's really a lot more to it than just distributing the films of Warner Brothers. There's a lot more to it. Yeah, so when you think of a library as rich as Warner Brothers is, mm-hmm. one of Hollywood's oldest studios, yeah, I mean, it makes business sense, but at what point do you say, hey, you know what? We're not going to make any money here. When you're bidding at least 15 million more billion, why do I keep saying million? Mm-hmm. I would submit a bid. No, I'm not a millionaire, but you know, a lot more people would. But yeah, when you're talking over $100 billion for another movie studio, that's insanity. But you know, I'm not the one behind the scenes. I don't know. I'm not the bean.
So why didn't Warner Brothers?
Apparently, they can afford it.
Tim, why didn't Warner Brothers want to sell to Paramount if they're offering $15 billion more?
Well, you know, it could be using Netflix as leverage. If they knew, and this is just merely a guess, I mean, it's a common sense guess, mm-hmm. that, you know, look, if people want your product and more than one person wants to buy it, you know, you can say, okay, we'll do this. And then they know deep down that Paramount Global wants it. They got leverage. So all of a sudden, Paramount Global, upset about not winning it in the first place, is saying, okay, we'll give you $15 billion more. Yeah, so, I mean, I think that's probably why. But again, how they're going to make their money, that's way above my pay grade. But it just seems crazy to me that they would offer that much more.
That's right. Okay, well, it's a story we'll continue to watch. I know I asked a lot of questions, and it's okay that you don't have answers, but there's a lot of questions about
one thing I will tell you, though, is that this isn't going to happen overnight. I mean, obviously, there are antitrust issues that need to be resolved, so it isn't an antitrust violation with both Paramount and Netflix. I mean, it's a process that probably won't be buttoned up till probably next year sometime, spring or summer. So, you know,
Tim Lammers,
people shouldn't panic yet.
We're going to have you back on Friday to talk about movies like the new ones that have just been nominated. So thanks again for hopping on with us, talking Golden Globes and this possible hostile takeover. So appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you, Jordana. Have a great day, and we'll talk Friday.
You got it, my friend. Someone said, given that they snubbed the best movie out there, Wicked, I will no longer watch that awards show. Okay, I get it. I get it. Why would you watch a show that is awarding movies you've never seen and never heard of? I get it. I still do want to talk about bathroom camping next.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Right after the show. Right after the show is when I go bathroom camping. I do it. Do you go bathroom camping? Meaning hiding out in the bathroom so you can get some peace and quiet. This is a real thing. I know that men have been doing this for years to avoid their wives and maybe even their kids. But bathroom camping. I didn't realize I did it until PopSugar.com came out with the term. It's true. The bathroom has built-in boundaries, psychotherapists say. You can close the door, you can lock it. And by the way, no one questions your need. Why are you in there? What are you doing in there? You know what I'm doing in here, allegedly. There is a sense of separation when you go into the bathroom. Physically, symbolically, spiritually, it creates a moment where you can be totally alone. Unless, of course, you have toddlers, then there are no boundaries and they will probably sit on your lap while you're doing your business. But that too shall pass. So I was thinking about this as I read this silly article in Pop Sugar. When do you go bathroom camping? When do you hide in the bathroom to escape reality? Yes, it's for parents to escape their kids for a few minutes. Also, employees are using this to take a mental break at work. If you're in the office and maybe too much is going on. Some people say they enjoy time alone in their car. Okay, I get it. But if you're in your house or with other people, let's say you're at a social event. People are using this as a social event. I've absolutely done this where, you know, your husband's annoying uncle is chatting you up and you're like, you know what? I got to go to the bathroom. I have to use the ladies' room. Excuse me for a moment. No one questions you, and you can so easily get out of a conversation. So, full disclosure, after this show, after I have to hear the sound of my own voice for 3 hours, I need a break for myself. So, I go to the bathroom, and then, you know what? Like, yes, I bring my phone. I know it's gross, but I do it. We all do it, so stop judging. And I will play, you know, I'll do the New York Times crossword puzzle on my phone. Or I'll do the Wordle. I'll do something that's totally mindless and nobody can talk to me and I can't talk to anybody. I'm not responding to texts. I'm not responding to email. I'm just taking a break. You know, sometimes the show gets intense and I need a break. I don't want to talk to my kids. I don't want to hear what anybody wants for lunch or if I have time to do an errand. I need a few minutes. So I notice that that's when I do this. What about you? Go ahead, David.
I know people do this, but I'm confounded by this because, sure, I get the need to take a break, to dink around on your phone or read a book or whatever, to get away from everybody else for a minute. But holy cow, is there any other place you can go? Like, I will go sit on my porch or go to my bedroom or sit anywhere else. I can think of a dozen places in this building or at home or anywhere else I'd rather go than to be sitting on the toilet. Like, for no apparent reason, just to get away, I do not understand. I know a lot of people do this. I do not understand that. Like, go anywhere else but the bathroom. Why would you want to sit in, like, this sterile, tile, fluorescently lit, like, not fun place to be? Why is that the place you would sit for your break? I don't get it. Isn't there a porch? You're in Florida. There's got to be a porch you can go sit on. There's got to be somewhere else you can sit.
Right, but if somebody saw me out there, they might feel the need to join me. Oh, you're out on the porch. Oh, I'll join you. No. And what am I going to say? Please don't.
Well, or a bedroom. Don't you have a bedroom there? Can't you go sit in the bed?
Yes, of course. But if you are a parent of children or you share the bedroom with somebody, they can always walk in.
Yeah.
And this is a time, really, where you can just have to yourself. A couple of texts, and then we're going to take a break because I'm a little bit late for the break, and I do have a guest coming up. Someone says, no, too stinky. More of a garage or going outside guy to escape. Fair. Okay, fine. Then it's garage camping. That's what we'll call it, garage camping. Someone says, I bathroom camp when my husband is underfoot, and I need to think or compose a text back to somebody so that I don't have to hear him saying, why are you always on your phone? Amen, sister. Right? You don't want to be judged. You just want a minute so nobody can see you and say, what are you doing? Oh, why are you out on the porch? What are you doing in the garage? I'm doing none of your business is what I'm doing. Taking care of business. Quick break. All right. It's 11:33. I have a guest who is going to come on. She said mean things about the Mall of America. We're going to ask her why, and we're going to defend it next. She's gone viral. Absolutely viral. And she's thrown Mall of America under the bus. Oh, Molly Hoddle. She is an artisan. She is so clever. She has an embroidery shop. It's a custom embroidery shop called Seattle Chain Stitch Massacre. I urge everybody to go on Instagram and look at her stuff. It's hilarious. It's clever. But Molly, you threw Mall of America under the bus, and I invited her on the show to ask her why. Thank you for coming on the show, Molly. Really, Molly Hoddle is the proprietor of Seattle Chain Stitch Massacre. She has really cool things. It's a company that, you know, finds some old things, finds some new things. She does her embroidery on it and makes really clever things to wear and hats. And your stuff is really cute, apparel. So, Molly, thanks for joining us on the show.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me.
And the reason I know about you is because you used your chain stitch embroidery machine from the 1930s, by the way, to use a vintage sweatshirt that said Mall of America on it. It's a vintage sweatshirt. And what you stitched on top of it said, I got a lobotomy at the Mall of America. And on Black Friday, you posted it and it sold out. $150 flew off the shelf. So, Molly, I'm here to defend Mall of America. Do you hate the Mall of America? What's the story?
No, I grew up in the Midwest. I love Mall of America. It was the place that we went to for our, you know, weekend vacations and things like that.
Got it.
So yes, I have a Midwestern connection and a genuine love. So it's just in jest for sure.
I know that I read some of your bio and I know you've been approached by this. You know, you grew up in Iowa, as you said. And give me a memory about, because I made the mistake of going to Mall of America on Black Friday. Now, I love the Mall of America. I'm a huge fan. I think it's a great place for Minnesota. Maybe Black Friday wasn't the best choice for me. But can you share a memory with us about why you created the sweatshirt and what your thoughts are? A good memory about Mall of America growing up.
Yes. So my best friend and I went there one weekend, and I just remember, you know, the day your legs are like numb. You have walked everywhere, so many steps, and it's just like your brain is gone. And that's sort of why I thought of it, because it was like, you know, you're just like totally out of it by the end of the day. I don't know how much square footage is in there, but it's basically like walking from, like, you know, one major city to another. Like, it's just it's endless. And so it was like, you know, you just feel like you have no brain and no body. That's like, it's an out of body experience by the end of the day. But, you know, you're also carrying bags. So like, it's just, it's a physical experience. And I just remember us doing that when we were teenagers, for a weekend. And then there's IKEA next door. So it's like, you know, you could go walk more if you want, you know? So it just, it made sense.
It is a fun experience, and especially as a kid, you know, your parents dragging you around the mall, and you're going in circles, and yes, there's a lot of square footage at the Mall of America. Molly, I also wanted to have you on, yes, to promote your Mall of America sweatshirt. By the way, is it sold out? Are they available anymore?
So I'm going to do a mini drop this weekend. I found five more.
Okay.
Five more vintage Mall of America sweatshirts. So a mini drop is happening probably next week, so that you can find that on my Instagram.
I also wanted to ask, because you are a small business owner, you know, you run your business on Instagram, I believe. How has the economy been? Have you had to pivot? How has this holiday season been for small businesses? Artisans, as it would be.
Yeah, I was really nervous about that. But, you know, the thing that I have found is that people are seeming to really value customized pieces, value things that they can't find anywhere else. And so for me, it's actually continued to be a good season, and I'm thankful for that. People are really, I think, looking for quality over quantity at this point, and that's something that I have benefited from.
So tell us about your business model. Do you always take repurposed or vintage or pre-loved, and is that an environmental issue, or do you think it just sells better?
I think both. I think the quality of vintage items is obviously a little bit better than what we are seeing today in stores as new things, so automatically you have things that are going to last longer. And then, it definitely is an environmental thing. I care a lot about, there's so much in the world, you know, more than we could ever need. And so taking a piece that would otherwise be in the trash or the landfill and turning it into something of great value for someone is definitely why I started this business the way that I did. Mm-hmm. Of course, I do a lot of custom pieces. People can bring me their clothes and items, and I will customize those. But the ones that I really get passionate about are the ones I find in an estate sale or a thrift store that I can just add value to.
Apparently, you found this 1990 Mall of America shirt at a thrift shop. Now, you live in Seattle. Was it in Seattle?
It was in Seattle, and when I found it, it was just like, oh my, it was one of those like holy grail moments of like, oh my gosh, like this is amazing.
Right?
It was just there, and it was kismet. It was perfect.
And are you surprised with its virality? Because I heard about it, of course, because it was a Mall of America sweatshirt, a local publication wrote about it. So it's all full circle for me, you know, a defender of the Mall of America always. But were you surprised at the attention it's gotten?
Yes. I mean, I put up things all the time that I think are going to be, you know, of interest to people, and then no one really knows that it happened. And so when something goes viral, you just never know what's going to resonate with people. Mm-hmm. And I swear to God, the entire state of Minnesota has reached out and is super excited. And I just, it touches my heart so much just because I love Midwesterners and I love the Midwest. So it's awesome.
Oh, so well, why did you move away, Molly?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's what my parents ask all the time. Yeah, it's the snow. I can't do the snow anymore. I'm so sorry. I can't.
Girlfriend, I totally get it. I mean, not that Seattle's much better with your depressing, you know, rain. It rains all the time there.
You know, I don't mind the rain. I can drive in it. The snow, I just can't drive in anymore.
It's raining, it's snowing in Minnesota today. So we are here to affirm your choice. And, and thank you again for repurposing the Mall of America sweatshirts. Molly has found five more. Her company is called Seattle Chain Stitch Massacre. I just wanted to talk to you because it was so fun and cute. And I know you had good thoughts about the Mall of America when you customized that shirt.
Yes. For Mall of America forever, for sure.
Well, keep us posted. We'll be following you on Instagram. Thank you so much. And thank you for what you're doing for the environment and with your fun, quirky apparel that you're creating.
Yeah, thanks, Jordana.
You got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.